thrilled to have in studio my accordion guests, Jane and Grayson. Good morning.
Good morning, Michelle.
Grayson came all the way from New Zealand. You've been in the States for a week, you said?
3 weeks, I think now.
3 weeks?
Yeah, got here at the start of the month.
Okay, the beginning of July. Because it's winter in New Zealand right now, isn't it?
It's good to be out of it.
Oh, because what's winter, like a whole 40 degrees or something?
Yeah, it's not cold. It's just wet.
Oh, that's awesome. And you are traveling because you are an international accordion award winner and you've been attending different festivals.
Yes, absolutely. So there's been two festivals held in the past couple of weeks. One is the AAA and the other is the AETG, American Accordion Association and the Accordionist Teachers Guild. And they've both had festivals and so I've given a performance and also workshops, master classes, and Jane's been holding petting zoos, which have been really fantastic too.
I love that. Last time we talked, Jane, the petting zoo is hilarious that people can actually touch an accordion because talk about buttons. I thought my board here had buttons. Oh my gosh, how many buttons are there on that?
On the bass side, 160.
Wow.
Yeah, he's got 40 more than I do. Mine's 120, which is kind of standard for accordions.
Okay. See, I'm learning so much. I don't even know. But yeah, do those squeeze? We're going to hear some music here because this is just amazing to me. Do you want to give them a little tease of what they'd hear if they come to the concert on Sunday at
A World of Accordions Museum, 1401 Belknap Street in Superior. It's the corner of Hammond Avenue and Belknap. Concert's at 2 o'clock. Tickets will be available at the door, but they're also available on our website, worldofaccordions.org. Go to the events page and there'll be a purchase tickets link. There are $35 for adults, $20 for ages 12 through college age students, and 12 and under are $10. And that's all the bargain price to hear a world accordion superstar.
Oh my gosh, I know. So let's get it on.
So maybe quickly just before I play a note, I'll explain that. So I do both styles of music, classical and entertainment and virtuosic styles. And most probably what people know of the instrument is the bass. This.
Yep.
But the classical accordion has a converter system that it really gives us the full range of a complete polyphonic instrument. So the concert I'll be giving is, I think, wonderful because it's in the museum and you get to see all these different instruments about how the evolution of the instrument has changed. But it will also, I'll get to, you know, play a little different styles of music. So we have some transcriptions from, let's say, the Baroque period, so Bach, Parker Bell. So I'll play a little bit of Parker Bell so you can get an idea of what the instrument can really sound like.
All right.
So something like that, and then we also have like the keyboard works of, for example, Scarlatti or a Moog, so we can have something that was written for a harpsichord and is very light. That kind of thing. And then there's other kind of styles which I'll get into, a couple of jazz arrangements, and then some more traditional accordion music, and then some classical accordion music. So it's a whole mixture of stuff.
Goodness, so how did you get turned on to the accordion, and how long have you been playing?
I didn't really have a choice.
He didn't.
My grandfather imported accordions into New Zealand, so my mother plays, my father plays, my uncles plays, my auntie played, my sister played. Couldn't get away from it. And so when I was, I think, 3.5 years old, I had a toy instrument and was stuck with it from then.
Oh, that's awesome. But do you enjoy it, though, even though you didn't have
I want to say no. This is a joke. No, it's always fun. I mean, I've got a lot of opportunity to travel the world and
right.
perform. And so, while it's maybe not the most funnest thing to be stuck in a room practicing, the benefits are really, really good. I mean, I lived over I'm born in New Zealand, but lived overseas for 12 and a half years in Europe. Getting to travel and perform and things like this, and then went back home just before COVID, conveniently.
Right.
And then, slowly getting back into it. So, been here for a month in the States. I go back home for 1 week, then go to China for a week, and then come back home, and then go to Italy and Bosnia.
Oh my goodness. So, do you have to work on like connecting with going to China and Bosnia, or are they reaching out to you, or how does this work?
Well, we have a really connected community, which is okay. quite wonderful. So, Jane mentioned that I've been lucky enough to win quite a few world titles, and we have really good organizations that's connected through a national organization.
Right.
So the Coupe Mondiale, which is our world competitions, have, I believe, 45 members from around the world, each having their own national organization with festivals and organizations
okay.
and things like this. So I kind of stuck around and then got into judging and then onto the music committees.
Oh.
And so, yeah, I mean, kind of know each other quite well.
Right.
So if someone needs an accordionist or they're hosting an event, you know, they'll reach out and say, are you available, or can we fly you out here? And if I'm there, I'm there. So.
Oh my goodness. So this probably isn't your first time being in the States.
No, the first time in quite a few years.
Okay.
We couldn't leave our country, so now it's nice to be back and escape our winter.
That's so funny. And so have you and Jane met before? Jane, how did you get turned on to Graceland?
Well, I've known his uncle for quite a long time because Harley Jones came to the United States several times, and I was part of the University of Missouri Kansas City Conservatory of Music Accordion Orchestra. So he would pop in Kansas City occasionally, and just our accordion orchestra was on tour in New Zealand and Australia in 1994, and I think that was the first time I saw Grayson. He was just a little fella then, but he was around, and so just kind of we are connected. I don't know, something
yeah.
about the accordion, we have a connection all around the world. You can call up somebody and say, hey, I'm coming to town, and they'll always pop in and make you feel welcome. And
that is so awesome. Do you want to play a song, Jane?
Sure.
All right, you're all booked up and ready to go, let's do it.
I perform as Music with a Smile, and okay. I also perform as Janie Next Door. So I had four assisted living performances while I was up in Superior and Duluth this week, and two preschools. Oh, those preschool kids are so much fun.
Right. So is this like a whole festival? Graceland's one part of the performance, but is there other pieces of the whole festival going on?
No,
and is it like all weekend, or is it a concert to highlight our most humble New Zealand accordion player?
Grayson's concert really is the reason we're here this week. But on Friday afternoon, we're at 2 o'clock at the museum, we're having a free event. It's called an accordion convocation. And we'll have Harley Jones from New Zealand. We'll have Grayson Mason, his sister Amber Masefield. They will all be talking about what's going on with the accordion in the world, worldwide. So just kind of a chance to visit, open to the public. We're hoping Mayor Jim Payne will pop in. He's been invited. And so that's Friday afternoon. We've been invited to someone's house for dinner tonight out of the lake. So we're looking forward to some fun time as well. Just a chance to see what's in the museum, because it's the world's largest collection of accordion family instruments. There's over 2,500 accordions going back to the very earliest little flutina from 1829. And just Helmy Harrington is our founder mm-hmm. and our president, and she's incredible. She's collected all these instruments. We now we're set up as a 501c3. Our building is over 110 years old, so if anyone feels so moved to help us by giving a donation, it is tax deductible. And our building can use some repair work, so it would be greatly appreciated and well used. But we have, it's just an incredible thing right here in Superior Duluth area.
Yeah, it's just amazing to me. Belknap and
Hammond Avenue
is like a main drag in Superior. So
Listeners, you have probably driven past the museum looking at this amazing building going, well, I wonder what that's all about. Well, now you know. Go in and check it out, and especially this weekend, to hear some amazing accordion playing. So are you guys going to do a duet, or Jane, you're going to take it away?
I'll do a short one called I Love Accordion. It's my piece I wrote, and I do love playing the accordion. I love playing accordion. Listen to me, I'm gonna have some fun now. I love playing accordion. Come sing along with me. One hand plays the buttons, the other plays the keys. Bellows in the middle that you pull and squeeze. I love playing accordion. Listen to me, I'm gonna have some fun now. I love playing accordion. Come sing along with me. Toes will start a tapping, and you want to clap along. When you hear the music starting, you can't help but sing along. I love playing accordion. Listen to me, I'm gonna have some fun now. I love playing accordion. Come sing along with me. Come sing along with me. Come sing along with me.
Oh man, where's my clapper? Yo, my goodness, that was amazing. Love, love, love it. Oh, my goodness.
One thing I did want to mention about the concert Sunday, Grayson is donating his concert to the museum as a fundraiser. So that's so wonderful of him to do that. So if anybody feels moved, come to the concert. Come help us out. Keep the building going, because we do have some serious repairs that we need to come up with funding for. So thank you, Grayson, for being here and doing this concert for us.
So amazing. So Grayson, you had said that there's all kinds of different things that an accordion can do.
Yeah.
Because when I think of it, I think of, you know, polka music.
Exactly.
And when Jane said that you're a classical accordion, I'm like, what? So can you play a good chunk to really give us the feel of that classical?
Well, this will give you a little bit of an idea. So
okay.
I'm not sure how the mics can work, but I'll play a little extract of a piece so you can hear the sound.
Okay.
So there's a lot going on, and it creates really a unique sound.
How heavy is that thing?
I was wondering that myself. It's a lot bigger than mine.
About 15 kilos, so I think that's 30-something pounds.
Yeah, about 32, 33 pounds.
Wow. Wow. And how many keys?
47 keys.
Okay. Are these thingies? What are those things?
So these are registers. So it's, imagine, and so, well, here's the thing. If you go to the museum, you can see exactly how they work.
Oh, nice plug. Nice. Because there's a petting zoo where you can actually touch and do that and make the sounds.
Yes. Yeah, so each, if you kind of visualize a harmonica.
Okay.
It's not exactly how it works, but they'll give you an idea that you have inside the instrument these reeds on a wooden reed block inside, and they have different pitches.
Okay.
And so we have, so I'm playing the same key, but I'm changing the register, which corresponding reed block is playing. So those are the single ones. So you can hear they're quite different with the placement of where they are.
Yeah.
And the size of the reeds. And then, of course, you can combine them.
Wow.
So you get a lot of different sounds.
Okay, so you got a lot going on there. You have the keys. You have the buttons with the reeds on them. Then you're pulling it like a squeeze box. And then you have, 106 buttons on the other side?
160.
160 buttons.
Yeah.
Wow. And that's amazing. And wow. So you're here with your family as well, I heard Jane say?
Yes. Because it's summer. No, so it's a kind of a unique moment because I haven't been to the museum yet. And so my sister's over here as well, and Harley Jones, who's my uncle.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a great opportunity that we had these two festivals right next to each other, and then the chance to come to the museum. So that's why we're here early, to spend a few days to go around, see everything, and because it's really unique. There's not much like it in the world.
Well, Grayson, you're here too to do some research, aren't you, for your doctorate degree?
Yes, that too.
But, oh yeah, yeah.
But mostly to play and have a fundraising event for the museum, which mm-hmm. I think is a great thing to do.
Oh, that's amazing. So, what's like one of the biggest crowds you've played for, Grayson?
I'd say 1,500, maybe.
Okay.
I think I don't know.
Yeah. I'm just picturing like...
Picture a big concert hall and he's right? Center stage looking cute.
Exactly. I know. Pressing all those buttons, doing all the... So do you sing or...
No.
I saw his concert when we were at the Accordionist and Teachers Guild Festival last Saturday. He's very personable because in between pieces, he stands up and talks a little bit about the piece. And
okay.
It's kind of not just so, I don't know, it just was a nice break from just music. Just have a little bit to know about the piece and feel like you get to know the performer a little bit.
That is a very good point. Yeah, that you're not just a puppet up there doing your thing, that, you know, to personalize it. And yeah, because I've learned more about the accordion in the last 15 minutes than I've ever known, and it's just amazing. Thank you so much. And we have a couple minutes here. Anything we didn't cover before we go out with another song? Anything that you want to share about the festival or about how much you love our cozy little studio?
It's excellent.
This is much more fun than when we did an interview by phone last
time. Right? I know, you tried to play the accordion over the phone and we could hear it a little bit. This is way, way more fun. And like you said, it's more personable, you know, just like, yeah, when you get to hear the backstory. So
it was such a pretty day for a drive to Two Harbors, too.
Oh, my goodness. Isn't it amazing? I've been up here for 10 years and I swear I just never get tired of it. It's like, I'm thankful every day I live in the Northland. Love, love, love it. And then I get to meet amazing people like you all. This is so awesome.
Can I mention about the concert again? Just so
yes.
It's Sunday afternoon, this Sunday at 2 o'clock p.m. at a World of Accordions Museum, 1401 Belknap in downtown Superior at the intersection of Hammond Avenue and Belknap. Tickets are available at the door. They're also available online on our website, worldofaccordions.org. Go to the events page. You won't be sorry if you come to the concert. It'll be time well spent.
And so that the tickets also include a tour and being able to visit the museum and check out all the accordions, right?
I'm not sure about that. I think it's just concert that day.
Oh, okay. Yep. All right. And is it indoor?
It is indoor. It's a our lovely... The building used to be a church. It used to be Hammond Avenue Presbyterian. So we're in what used to be the sanctuary. It's absolutely gorgeous. Got beautiful acoustics. And, yeah, we're looking forward for Grayson's concert on Sunday afternoon.
That is so amazing. So when do you head back to New Zealand?
Wednesday.
Oh, so we have you in the States for a little bit longer.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, right. Awesome. Well, let's go out with a tune or a song or who's going to do what?
Grayson.
Are you sure?
Yeah. You know, for sure. Yeah.
So I'll just play and you just fade me out pretty much whenever you want.
Okay. I don't know. Don't give the control to me because I might get lost in what's going on.
Just a couple minutes.
Okay. Sounds awesome. Thank you, Grayson and Jane with the World Accordion Museum and here in studio at KTWH. Take it away. Thank you. Grayson, all the way from New Zealand. You can check out him live in concert in Superior at the World Accordion Museum this Sunday at 2 o'clock.
Yes, 2 o'clock.
At 2 o'clock. And you can check out their website as well. Thank you guys so much
Thank
for
you,
coming
Michelle.
In. Thanks this has been absolutely fabulous.